thoughts become things. Jumbo, fellow adventurer, I'm Mike Dooley, a writer, speaker, teacher on the nature of reality, specifically helping people understand how to live deliberately and to create consciously. Welcome to my Spiritual Tune-Ups podcast, where in this edition, you're about to hear a mini manifesting workshop. The title says it all. Every single Tuesday morning, I broadcast a live mini manifesting workshop, and I've been doing it for years and years for my thousands and thousands of Infinite Possibility members. With the catalog we have and the archive running very deep, we've decided to start sharing these globally to podcast listeners. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this mini manifesting workshop, one of the features of our Spiritual Tune-Ups podcast. Tally-ho, amigo, your thoughts become things, and you are utterly adored. Back in the t-shirt days with Mom and Andy, I used to write these little poems that would go on the t-shirts that Andy did the designs for. And I remember spending a week on a t-shirt where I wanted to convey the metaphysical truths of reality, beginning with the power of our thoughts to shape our world. Not an optional way of approaching life, but this is how life works. And struggling with this poem on reams of paper, I suddenly saw amongst them three words that I had put together: thoughts become things. And I was like, whoa, this was humongous. I immediately felt that there could be no more succinct, precise way to share the ultimate truth of where we fit into the equation of reality creation than those three words: thoughts become things. And I have since spent the last 20 years touring all over the world, writing 17 books, video courses, DVDs, and on and on and on, expounding on thoughts become things. I wrote, and still believe to this day, that our reality in these sacred, hallowed jungles of time and space must have certain immutable principles that are absolutely unmovable, pillars that hold the reality together so that we can play out our dramas upon them. And those pillars are super benign. I don't want to create a religion. Heck no. But that it's all good. Everything's working out. There's order even when you can't see it. I know it sounds trite. It's all good. But that's one of my pillars, one of my truths of being. It's all good. There's only God. It's all God. There's nothing that can't be of divine mind. Okay? There's nothing that's God. And then over here, there's that stuff. There's like only God, which is synonymous with there's only love. There is only love. People can do some evil, hateful things. No question about it. But you would find, if you dug deep enough, that it was born of confusion. It was born of fear, and that they were doing this in the palm of God's hand, a God that knows how to rehabilitate everyone. But that's a tangent. So it's all good. There's only God. There's only love. We're all one. There's no separations. You know, you're just another part of me. I'm another part of you. There's just you and more you, according to the universe, right? You remember that note a few months ago? And then finally, I lost count. Thoughts become things. Not sometimes, not kind of. Not if God's in a good mood. Not if you went to church on Wednesday. Not if, no. Even the Bible doesn't have caveats. Believe and you shall receive. There's no caveats. Believe and you shall receive. And now I'm not a Bible toter. I am not of a religion. I don't think spirituality needs a religion. But that's another tangent. What I'm getting at is there are very, very few deducible and otherwise absolute truths of reality. And everything else is a variable. There's a million ways to get home. There's a million ways to find the truth, but there are only a very few truths that can be whittled down to it's all God, we're all one, thoughts become things, pretty much. And there's only one that has a moving part. Suspense. Thoughts become things. Thoughts become things tells us where we fit into the equation of reality creation. If I tell you, here's the immovable truth, it's all God. Well, good. It's all God. There's only God. That's great. But I want a boat. I want a boat. That's God too. You're not going to change your life with only the truth of it's all God. It's all love. Oh, good. It's all love. Thank goodness. I was worried about that. There's only love. It might look colored in a different shade from time to time, but ultimately there's only love. Great. That's not going to get you a boat or a partner or healing either. Okay. It's not going to put a roof over your head or food in your mouth. There's only love. But thoughts become things is the only absolute pillar that enables you to change your mind and change tomorrow. Change the world, change your fortunes, change that which you don't like, turn poverty into abundance, turn sickness into health, turn loneliness into friendships, turn whatever you want into whatever you want. Thoughts becoming things isn't a sometimes thing. Thoughts becoming things isn't a nice way of looking at life. Thoughts become things doesn't work 90% of the time or 99% of the time or 1% of the time or on a good day or on a bad day. It's the absolute law. There's nothing else. There is nothing else. There is nothing else. There is nothing else. Do you get that there is nothing else? Don't give your power away to karma or ancient spiritual contracts or zodiac signs. There's truths to that. And you can enrich your life with those insights. But you have the ultimate magic wand that changes everything. When you change your thinking, you change your experience. Live off of the dream. Don't live off of the circumstances. Otherwise, you perpetuate the circumstances. You can do this. And how would you best do this if your game was really on and you were really lit? You'd visualize. It's like the biggest obvious thing in the world. If you get that your thoughts become things, wouldn't it be a good idea to think some good ones? Just a couple minutes a day? And then go think whatever you want, but think some good ones. And I say just a couple of minutes because you're so inclined to succeed. Your powerful thoughts are like 100,000 times more powerful than your negative ones. So you think 3, 4, 5, 10 minutes a day of like, oh my God, I'm so happy. Everything's working. My life's so easy. It's getting better and better. You can worry and think of negative things for 18 hours and you're still going to crush it in a good way. Okay, you're going to rock and roll. My life and my crises have shown me this. When I couldn't stop worrying, I thought I was doomed. But if I visualized for 5 or 10 minutes in a day, it would be enough to prevail. To move beyond, to rise above every single crisis. So visualize, creative visualization. I have been doing this. How could I be so old? At least I haven't aged. 40 years. Since my 20s. In fact, 20 years old. Yeah, almost 40 years. 38. I have visualized virtually every day of the week. I almost always take weekends off. And there have been a few spells decades ago when maybe I didn't do it for 2 months and then I got back on. But I have visualized, and it is easy, and you can't do it wrong. All right, people worry that they're doing it wrong. It's like, if you're even trying, you're killing it. You're doing it right. You're going to hit a home run. Just try. And while you're at it, based on 38 years of doing it, I've got 9 guidelines that I want to share with you in this session right now that make visualizing easy for me. These are guidelines. They're not rules. The only rule is thoughts become things. It is absolute. But the only, but I'm going to now give you guidelines that you may choose to follow. You do not have to follow them. You're already so inclined to succeed. You've been wildly successful your whole life and probably visualized very little. Can you imagine how smoking things are going to be when you start visualizing 5 days a week? Take the weekends off or visualize on the weekends. There's so much leniency and you're so pegged for success. This is easy stuff. So, and I got to tell you, with all the visualizing I've done in my life, almost 38 years, one of my favorite stories, I shared this in Infinite Possibilities. When I was unemployed after college for 3 months, pounding the pavement, sweating, making car payments for my Fiat Spider, I remember thinking, well, you ought to stoke the flames. You know, there's this idea that you create your own reality. Those books mom sent you, you ought to visualize, make a scrapbook. And I put together pictures in a scrapbook, like a vision board. Pictures of the life of my wildest dreams, condominiums, custom homes, international travel, London, Paris, Hong Kong, Tokyo. Pictures of me surrounded with lots of beautiful friends. Just images that evoked, I have arrived. And it was another lean, scary time in my life. Sometimes fear makes us do these great things that change our lives and teach us lessons. And that was true for me back then. Well, let me fast forward. I got a job at Pricewaterhouse when I was unemployed. And it's like, whoa, that came like I couldn't get a job from any accounting firm. And then I get the Tiffany's of the accounting firms. And then I nearly got fired, but the visualizing helped me save my butt. And then I walk into human resources when I think I'm getting bad news. And I find out that I might go overseas on a foreign assignment. And I walked out of that office like, damn, this stuff works. And I'll never forget the morning I was having breakfast in the Regent Hotel in Kowloon, Hong Kong, when I looked up from over my coffee through the two-story plate glass windows surrounding me. And there was the exact same view of Hong Kong Island that I had cut and pasted into my little scrapbook at that stage 2 years earlier. I'd been on assignment in the Middle East with Pricewaterhouse for almost 2 years. And on one of my home leaves, I'm visiting, you know, Bangkok, Tokyo, Singapore, KL, Sydney, everywhere. And Hong Kong was one of those places. And I got out of my Fleabag Hotel and went to the Regent 5-star hotel to talk to the concierge about planning my day accordingly, and had breakfast while I was there. And I just remember thinking, speechless, like, oh my God. The vantage point I had must have been the vantage point the photographer had who was taking pictures of Hong Kong Island from that very hotel. I don't know if it was a brochure or for the hotel or an advertisement for Hong Kong Island, but it was just like, and when I put that in my scrapbook, I thought, when I get old like my uncle and I'm 40 or 50 years old, maybe I'll have an international lifestyle. 2 years later, I'm living overseas with a hardship bonus and airfare allowances, having breakfast in the Regent Hotel, just like I pictured it. It was like, ah. And that was in addition to saving my career at Pricewaterhouse and having it blast off in the tax department and on and on and on and on and on. It works. It's easy. You don't have to be a saint. You don't have to be a goody two-shoes. You don't have to meditate. You don't have to do yoga. You don't need quantum physics. You just need to think those thoughts. Do it a little bit every day. Let me remind you on the week on Tuesdays, and prepare to be flipping astounded. Now, here's what I've been promising you, my guidelines for creative visualization. This is very easy. 9 guidelines. One time a day and drop it. Do not think if once is good, 12 is better. It's not better, it's worse. Plus, it turns it into a job and you hate your life and you're not living because you're always visualizing and you're dreaming about La La Land. One time a day and get back to the awesome here and now. Even if it doesn't feel awesome, it is awesome. And once you've programmed with one session into divine mind, through creative visualization, what you want. The universe is running with it and it doesn't need a backseat driver. Come on, I told you, come on, hurry up, come on. Then you start worrying and comparing. Once a day, let it be easy, let it be fun. Once a day, take the weekends off if you want. Number 2, no longer than 5 or 10 minutes at a time. 5 or 10 minutes is the max, not the ideal. In my little suggestion book, it is the max. I visualize every day with a timer for 4 minutes. When the timer goes off, I'm done until tomorrow. This wards off daydreaming. This wards off bad habits. This wards off, oh man, where was I? I was arguing with my mom again for 4 minutes. I better do 4 more minutes. Oh man, I did it again. I better do 4 more minutes. Oh man, I'm going to be late for the bowling game. Oh man, forget bowling today. I hate it. It doesn't work for me. I can't do it. It works for you. You can't do it wrong. Just try to do it. And don't do it longer than 5 to 10 minutes. 1 to 4 would be my recommendation. No longer than 5 to 10. Number 3, ritualize it. You ritualize brushing your teeth, right? You ritualize maybe praying before bed at night. I used to do that. And sometimes I still do. You ritualize all kinds of things in your life. You ritualize catching the bus. You ritualize commuting to work. You ritualize, you go to the store and you buy tools to help you ritualize brushing your teeth. You got a toothbrush and you got toothpaste just to brush your teeth for a couple of minutes every day, twice or three times a day, right? And you got a special place in your house to brush your teeth, maybe in your office. You got a special time of day to brush your teeth. You know, do that with creative visualization. Ritualize it. Do not think, oh, I just got to think some good thoughts. That's good. That's easy. I'm positive. I'll do that later. I'll do that later. I'll do that later. And you never do it. Ritualize it. It used to be before my daughter was born, I would not allow myself to leave my home in the morning for my office outside of my home until I visualized. I don't care. Come hell or high water. I never left my house unless I visualized first. It was just a hard and fast rule. When I had my daughter and she would climb all over me, I couldn't do that. So now when I get to the office, I close my door. I have an office away from home and I visualize for 4 flipping minutes. And I'll give you some more tips, okay, some more guidelines. Ritualize it. Use a timer. Don't just say, I'll do it for a few minutes. No, 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 no. Get your smartphone, get a egg timer, something. Number 4, imagine every conceivable detail. And if you have trouble with that, I'll help you. But for right now, for those who don't have trouble, put in sights, sounds, colors, textures, aromas, just to make it seem more real. Okay. That creates a stronger emotional impression, which is good for many reasons. You'll soon hear about that. And it wards off daydreaming. So put in sights, sounds, colors that may not be important in and of themselves, but they do make the image more real. Okay, put in all those details. Number 5, feel it. During your visualization episode, emotionally create energy. Okay, and it's not hard to do. Some people will say, how do I do that? You know, I'm feeling bummed out. I'm feeling depressed. My life's not taking off. How do I imagine happiness? I don't even remember what it was like anymore. I've heard people tell me they don't even know what happiness is. They've never known it their whole life. You know, you can get on a track like that and convince yourself of anything. You've known what happiness is. And even if you haven't, you can fake it. You can fake it. And your inner witness will see this and be like, I know what you're talking about. We'll see what we can do. And your mind will be blown. So just get into exuding joy. Yes, yes. Woohoo! I love my life. I love my life. Okay. That was 10 seconds. And I didn't even give a reason why I love my life. I was just like, yay! If you can do that for 2 minutes every morning, you don't need to have a reason. And if you're not good at visualizing details, I told you I'd speak to you and help you with this. Just go to the detail of emotion. Just go to like, yes, yes, I love it. I love it. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, universe. Thank you, tut.com. Thank you, notes. Thank you, mama. Thank you, baby. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You could probably feel emotion just watching me do that, right? Just the effort will move mountains. You're God. You're of God, by God, pure God. You can do this. Trust me. If I can do it, Mr. Worry, Mr. Fear, Mr. Self-Doubt and Confusion and Calamity can live beyond the life of my dreams. You can do it. divine intelligence knows how, and you are divine intelligence. Here's another thing. Guideline number 6, script it in advance. Just jot out, today I'm going to write, or this whole week, Monday I'm going to visualize the house of my dreams. Tuesday I'm going to visualize the career of my dreams. Wednesday I'm going to visualize the car of my dreams, and I'm going to be driving it down US 19, and I'm going to take my daughter to the festival park, and then we're going to go home and get some groceries at the grocery store, and we'll surprise mommy somewhere. Okay. Script it out before you start visualizing. Instead of just visualizing a scenario where certain dreams have come true and you're like, okay, so I'm in my new car and where am I going? Script it out. You're in your new car. You're dropping off the kids at school. Then you're going to go play racquetball. Then you're going to go get a massage. Then you're going to go donate $1 million. Then you're going to go whatever you want to do. Script it, and then it's easier to follow. And the scripts you really like, do those again. You know, repeat them until they're boring. Number 7, put yourself in the picture. When you close your eyes, do not see yourself down there living the life of your dreams, or your dream car up there floating by on a cloud. Because what if that's all you got? Your dream car on a blimp one day. You're like, oh, there's my brand new Mercedes. Bye. Be in the car. Put yourself in the picture. Your hands on the steering wheel, like I said in The Secret. Your palm in the palm of someone else's. Your toes in the sand at the beach as you lie there and the salt water laps at your feet. Be in the picture is my recommendation. There's other ways to do it. Number 8, dwell from the end result or beyond. And that's simply saying, I'm going to try to trick you here. Do not ever visualize your dreams coming true. I'm serious. Do not visualize your dreams coming true. Instead, visualize as if your dream had already come true. Not coming true, came true. That's the difference. Otherwise, you're going to be visualizing a cursed how. Otherwise, you're going to be visualizing the path upon which it came true. Instead, visualize a scenario that you script out 6 months after the big dream came true. Where are you going to be 6 months later? That's what you visualize. Now you're bypassing the cursed house. Okay, you're going to the end or beyond, not to the house. And guideline number 9, get physical, get physical, get physical. Let me tell you, I deviate from my one day a rule, my guideline of one day a week, sometimes for creative writing. You know, I'll visualize in the morning, but then it's like 2 p.m. and I'm going to write a note from the universe, or I'm going to work on a passage in my next book. I set my timer for 1 minute. And for 1 minute, I just go, woo, woo, I love my life. I love that note. That's the best note. This is the best book. This is the most fun I've ever had as a writer. I get to laugh before anybody else. Yay! I do that for 1 minute. And I notice I have good conversion value on those visualizations. And I'm feeling like totally pumped up. And I get to a point after I finish that exercise, I start writing. That's take action, okay? Take action. So I start writing and it's really bad. But then it gets really good and I edit and paste and cut and delete and curse and start over. And then I'm like, it's awesome. I did it again. Okay, so what I wanted to illustrate with this 1 minute visualization that I do for creative writing, that you could do for your life, that you could do for any task, that you could do for getting over your fear of flying, that you could do for anything. For 1 minute, I get physical. Like I illustrated 5 minutes ago, but instead of just visualizing my dream, already came true 6 months ago. I'm like, woohoo! I did it. I did it. I rocked it out of the park. I got physical. Why get physical? Because it ramps up emotion and you're like, yes, I can taste it. It's believable. It's already happened. That's what getting physical does. Those guidelines, once a day, no longer than 5 or 10 minutes, ritualize it. Imagine every conceivable detail. Feel it. Get emotional. Script it out in advance. Put yourself in the picture. Dwell from the end result or beyond and get physical. Happy dance while you visualize. Okay. Now, I could tell you a lot of stories about visualizing and it working in my life. And I can tell you that while in the early days, I wasn't thinking of what are my guidelines, I have been following these guidelines for 38 years to great success. I'm not special. the best story I could possibly share with you is the story of where I am today in my life. You know, I married late. I bloomed late. I did everything late. I got a child late. And I am happier than I even knew a human being could possibly be. And I'm not special. I'm not bragging. I'm not saying I might not fall on my face tomorrow. But I'm telling you, my life has gotten increasingly easier, even though there were sometimes major steps back. There was an upward spiral that happened to me ever since I moved into truth. And the Infinite Possibilities Mastermind membership is one in which I will inundate you in truth on not only a weekly basis, but you'll see there's other features that I'm going to be explaining shortly. So, you know, okay, I'll spare you those stories, but man, I know down and out, and I know heartbreak, and I know I don't want to live anymore. Okay. I was not suicidal ever, but I know what it was like, what it was like to be like, I just don't care. I really just assume not even be here. It sucks. I hate it. And that makes where I am now so much more special. And so if you're there as well, now or ever been, ever may be, it'll pass. You will rise above. You are a spark of God. You are entirely God. Your thoughts become things. You're being lifted and raised even as I speak to you in this moment. All right. So let me give you a guided visualization just because it's kind of fun. This is radically different than probably anything you've ever experienced before, unless you read my book, Manifesting Change. So I want you to put your feet on the floor right now, and I want you to breathe out, breathe in. I'm going to give you a guided visualization. And it'll take about maybe 2 minutes, maybe 1 minute. Okay. Probably you should close your eyes. Again, no driving or heavy machinery. I want you to imagine that you're at the beach, sitting on a balcony attached to a magnificent beach house. And right now, as you hear my words, you can also hear the surf crashing. And you can smell the salt in the air. And you can hear the occasional seagull calling out to others. The sun is setting, and you've got a huge smile on your face. Go ahead and smile right now. You're beaming with joy because the house behind you is filled with all of the people you love the most. You're feeling so much joy that a tear trickles down your face as you relish why these dear friends and family have gathered. Each is there because they love you as much as you love them. And they're there to help you celebrate all of the fantastic changes that have been sweeping through your life. Changes that have shocked and amazed you as much as them with their speed and harmony. Deeply grateful, you make a promise to yourself that never again for the rest of your life will you ever let yourself forget how swiftly things can change for the better. Right now, it's as if in your life, every cup is overflowing. There's abundance. You love your life. You love your work. You don't even call it work. You're creatively fulfilled. You've never had so many friends, and you've never laughed so hard. Virtually everything you've ever wished for has come to pass. Oh, except for one tiny exception. There's one cup not yet overflowing. The one thing now missing in your life has come in the form of a brand new desire. You now wish with every fiber of your body to share the joy you're now feeling, the fulfillment and the love to all those you so love. And not stopping there, you wish you could give these feelings to everyone in the world, everyone on planet Earth. You should feel as good. Everyone on planet Earth should feel as good as you now feel. should be as loved as you are now loved, should have as much going on in their life, as many dreams coming true as you now have in your life. But you can't. And so you feel limited. Briefly disappointed to the point of losing your smile, until suddenly, as if struck by lightning, spontaneous illumination arrives, and you remember that it was not that long ago when you were bobbing high and low in the troughs of life, when you were frustrated, when you were spinning your wheels, yet it's now obvious to you that your place on this balcony right here and now with this joy you've been feeling was always inevitable. And suddenly, you have another flash of insight. Now you realize that you needed to go through all you went through, everything in your life, to be at this magnificent place of realization and deep understanding. And you see that just as it was ultimately inevitable for you to get to this point and get through the murk and mire, so is this true of all those you love and for everyone now on earth. This realization overwhelms you with sublime implications, and another tear rolls down your cheek. You're overcome with a joy you have never felt before. You're overcome with acceptance and love for all that is exactly as it is right now, blissfully content and feeling that your life could not possibly get any better than this. Suddenly, you experience yet again one more gigantic flash of illumination that nearly knocks you out of your chair. As good as your life is right this moment, as joyful as you now feel, it suddenly dawned on you that forever and ever and evermore, things will only get even better. You have arrived. The promise has been delivered, your birthright accepted, and thy personalized kingdom or queendom has come. Woo-hoo! Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. All right. So we're going to wrap up that little mini manifesting workshop with just a few stray thoughts here. Not so stray. Truly, literally, not figuratively, we have been given the gift of the gods to create with our flippant thoughts, our words and our actions, which are nothing more than our thoughts spoken or moved with. And it's not really just that you have the power of the gods. Come on, you are God. So you feel a little sick, you feel a little tired, you feel a little broke, you feel a little lonely. You can fix that. God can fix that. You just need to steer your thoughts a little bit more. Do a little bit of creative visualization between now and next week when you're a fully fledged Infinite Possibilities member and we do our next workshop. I'm going to touch base with you and I'm going to wonder and ask aloud, how did it go that week of creative visualization? Were you able to follow those simple guidelines? Did you set your timer so that you wouldn't go over 5 or 10 minutes? Were you able to see yourself in the picture? Wasn't it flipping easy? Didn't you even have fun? Shouldn't it have always been fun? This is the way life is supposed to be, a joy, a gift, a blessing, and you will be calling it those things, if not already, every single day as your upward spiral begins to lift off.